$1,000 for 2 days' work, but they resisted when the Institute insisted on bringing their own security. Finally, when it was clear the Institute would not relent, Pyongyang agreed to allow a full-on security squad armed to the teeth. Kim Jong-un had a reputation. If tests showed he had something wrong with him, he was the sort to order the execution of those giving the diagnosis. He might still do the same, but now Pyongyang understood that many people would die if Kim attempted to harm De Songfal or one of his team. De Songfal knew the drill. It was not the first time he'd traveled to hostile territory in order to examine a dictator. Without De Songfal, Kim would have no choice but to bring in an inferior team from China, or else rely on North Korea's own team of cancer specialists, whose knowledge and abilities were decades behind the Institute's. De Songfal looked across the aisle. A woman, Dr. Megan Licamelli, with short jet-black hair, was reading the same set of documents he was, Kim's health records going back to his childhood.
"It's in the genetics," said De Songfal.
"What is?"
"Declination of the pancreatic mechanism, whether it's the trypsinogen gene or ataxia telangiectasia. We won't know until later."
"I read it differently," said Megan. "The primary DNA structure is decaying, hydrolysis, oxidation, or non-